Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, both Michigan and Michigan State played last night. The best way to do this? Simple. Put them together, shake it up, and rock and roll. Sully, if you'd be so kind, let's handle both our teams here.
Zion Williamson with other ideas.
One segment, rapid fire.
He is absolutely on fire.
Baby, it's going to be awesome.
So let's get this Lex in the mix. Oh, I'll tell you, that is All-American production by Roberto. Sully, go.
Let's start with a state question. Okay. After Michigan State lost to Illinois, they had a town hall meeting of sorts. Now, usually you say you don't buy into these meetings, but do you think after that loss to Illinois, they recollected and really identified problems that did help them?
Mike, I have no idea what went on in that meeting. I don't like team meetings. To me, you go and play. If you need a team meeting, your problems are bigger than that. I think last night it was just more a byproduct. Aaron Henry gave him nine points, had a couple of big buckets, played great defense. McQuaid was on lockdown. MSU is going to go as Cassius and Ward go. And I thought last night, look, Nick Ward didn't shoot the ball great, but Ward played all right. Thought Cassius was great outside, hitting the three-point shots. Kenny Goins gave him a couple of threes. They just are going to be this type of team where they're going to go as their stars go. But they've got some complementary pieces that I don't think Langford getting hurt is a death sentence. I just worry when they get against teams that can out-athlete them, they don't have a counter.
Are they back on track, so to speak, after those three losses?
To win the Big Ten? Yes. But like I said, I have limited expectations about this team in March for the reasons I've given.
Ha ha!
Oh, Gus.
Let's rotate. Michigan State, Michigan, Michigan State, Michigan. Okay. Hot take or not. John Beilein's second career ejection last night, that was not the reason why Michigan lost.
No, it's not. The reason they lost is, well, let's face it. I mean, Iggy's kind of hit a wall. They don't have a lot of depth. I mean, he's tried everything to build a bench, and it just hasn't worked. I'm not going to – look, do I think Beilein deserved to get tossed? No. I think he's shown an unbelievable amount of class as a coach. He's been ejected zero times in a quarter of a century. So, for me, bad job by those officials. Didn't love the officiating, but you didn't play well enough, in my mind, to even bark about it.
A better team won today.
Ah.
All right, Michigan State, you touched on this briefly with what you said for question one, but Michigan State won't miss Langford if Henry continues to play like he is.
See, I agree with it, but a lot of people think my take on Langford's unfair. A, he's not a great athlete. B, he's kind of got that mid-range game that it's not a killer if it goes away, plus I think Henry can replace it. I just think Henry's upside is so high. I really believe this kid is going to be one of the better players in the Big Ten next year. That, yes, Mike, you know I'm a big subscriber that after Christmas you're not a freshman anymore. Aaron Henry's going to get more minutes, more time, and if he can develop over the next 6 weeks, 5 weeks, yes, I think the potential is there that they can just move it on down the road. Yeah.
All right, Michigan. I read this today in one of the stories talk about Michigan basketball. Michigan's offense has made a habit out of kicking into a higher gear when February rolls around. But tell me if you agree with the latter part of the sentence. The biggest problem right now offensively is Poole and Simpson's shot selection from deep. They're taking too many stupid shots, disrupting the flow.
Is it too simplistic if I just say overall, not singling out two players, overall, this is just not a good shooting team? Not for Beilein standards. I think they're 7th or 8th in the conference. It's just not a good shooting team. Now, yeah, shot selection can improve that. But overall, they don't shoot it as well as a Beilein team normally does. And they don't have depth. So I think those are more appropriate than calling out two players. But either works.
He hit it! Are you serious?
Oh, God, please retire already.
Okay, do you agree with this? Kenny Goins, he's the most cut clutch player on Michigan State right now. He deserves the ball when Michigan State needs to make a big shot.
Disagree. That's ridiculous. Cassius Winston, come on. I mean, Kenny has been there, you know, hitting a few big shots here, played great last night with the three, especially late, did it against Illinois with back-to-back triples to lift them up off the mat, even though they ended up losing the game. No, I mean, all right, how about this? Am I worried if Kenny gets the ball kicked out to him top of the key to take that three and make it in the last minute? No, I'm not worried. But I'm also not going to sit here and design a play for him. Not without Cassius or someone else penetrating and kicking. He's a guy I have no issue passing the ball to take that shot. But if you're saying I got to draw a play up, no, I mean, it's still Cassius.
Slam jam back!
God, go away.
Kind of been a theme with Michigan's losses this year. Each loss has had issues with turnovers, issues with offensive rebounding, and issues with foul trouble. Which of those three areas do you think is Michigan's biggest issue right now? Turnovers, lack of offensive rebounding, or foul trouble?
Jesus. I'm like, they're all killer. I mean, look at if you're MSU. You know, hell, we had 24 turnovers the other day. Better last night, but like for Michigan, I don't know. I mean, the depth with foul trouble does hurt you, but yeah, what did Teske have last night? Teske have one? You know, like Teske's the guy, you get him in foul trouble, you got some real problems. Because again, they just don't have a lot of depth. They don't. Of those three, I'll say turnovers because turnovers directly can cost you points. Directly can hurt
Giddy
you.
Pots.
Oh, Middle Tennessee State Vern Lundquist.
Cold drop. There you go.
What an afternoon that was for
me. Let's get a couple more in here quickly. So for Michigan State, last night it was a one freshman kind of game. But that was just 3 days after MSU's five freshmen combined for 65 minutes against Minnesota. Aaron Henry played 28 minutes. Everyone else combined for 55 seconds. Do you think that's how it's going to be moving forward with the freshmen? Meaning Aaron Henry's going to get run as a freshman, but the other freshman playing time is kind of going to be dwindled a little bit.
Oh, boy. Not to this extreme, but yes. Remember, Minnesota, I think State got out to a 21-5 lead. Game was never really in doubt. They were able to give some burn to some guys that maybe that wouldn't happen in other spots. But remember, against Iowa, Kithier got in, played minutes. That was a game State needed to make a comeback in. So I think a lot of it's matchup dependent. But no, Henry's going to get the bulk. I think you will see them, based on matchup, certain guys will get a better look than others. The one I worry about is Foster Lawyer. I don't know how in a big game you're going to play that kid. I don't. And you're always one quick whistle from disaster. Now, last night, I'll tell you this, and Dockich pointed it out, and it was really, really a nice job by Dockich. Couple possessions where Izzo kind of drew something up where Cassius floated to the corner and got to just, you can laugh, rest. The ball exchanges were going on at the top of the key. The primary driver was someone else. And Cassius basically caught a 30-second break. And if, hey, they collapse, which would be stupid, Cassius standing there for a wide-open three. Izzo was buying rest for his guy without taking him out of the game. It was actually pretty brilliant. And they scored on two of them. Just a
That's
fun.
That's the talk radio, idiots.
Yes!
All right, three quick. One, you know, quick rapid-fire questions, one word, basically. Cassius Winston, he's now taking the lead in the Big Ten Player of the Year race.
Yes, because I can't make Hap the Player of the Year when you can't play him in the last 5 minutes because he can't shoot free throws. Hap is shooting 47% from the line and has to have the ball to have an impact on the game. MSU last night even a couple of times just hack-a-Hap. And he went to the line and missed a bunch of free throws. You're not going to be the player of the year in my world that way.
Michigan, MSU, both two seeds right now. That accurate?
I'm not going to argue it. I think that's probably a seed line higher for each team than I would go. I'd be more comfortable saying a three, but I would take a two, sure.
Lastly, between Michigan and Michigan State, right here, right now, one, both, or neither have legitimate chances to win the national championship?
Oh, neither. For me, neither. Maybe I'll revisit it later, but I truly believe, we talked about this yesterday, Mike, there's only a couple teams that I could see even challenging for the whole thing, and primarily Duke. I just, no, neither. Final four, maybe.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.